Capital projects are physical things, everything from runways to city parks to desk chairs. Charlotte currently has $25 million of available funding for such projects, basically wiggle room for the 2015 budget, which means in order to pay for some or all of these requests, the city would likely have to raise taxes or fees or take on debt. City Manager Ron Carley stressed these are just proposed projects, that nothing is settled yet, but the list is long and expensive. First up was Barry Gullett, director of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Utility Department, or CMUD.
I want to start out real quickly with just a little bit of an overview about Charlotte-Mecklenburg Utility Department and what we do and who we are.
He stood in front of a series of PowerPoint slides that laid out a problem. The amount of water used by consumers is going down, while the cost of maintaining the sewer lines and water mains and all the pumps and plants is going up. When water use goes down, so does the utility's revenue. So CMUD is going to do something it hasn't done for years.
We haven't issued any new debt since 2009. And the time is coming in the next few months, we're going to need to issue debt.
To the tune of $112 million or more. That's just part of the $600 million CMUD believes it will need over the next 5 years to keep the water flowing to your tap and toilet. Gullett and CMUD are asking the council to approve a rate hike. It would take an increase of 3 to 5% each year for the next 5 years to reach CMUD's goals. Of course, the utility wasn't the only one pitching their projects. Two of the largest budget requests were for Charlotte sports venues, more than $44 million to repair and renovate Time Warner Cable Arena. The request included in the council's agenda states the need to renovate and repair the 9-year-old facility, but gives few details. It does state the changes would be improvements associated with functionality and aesthetics of the prevailing quality of NBA arenas. Changes to Bojangles Coliseum would cost even more, $51 million. The city is trying to turn the decades-old structure into a venue for amateur sports. The money would go towards a new roof, a new scoreboard and sound system, and to remove asbestos from the property. This would be on top of the $25 million the city has already budgeted to renovate the area. There are also requests to spend $60 million to build sidewalks and improve pedestrian safety, and $14 million to repair and replace bridges, and proposals to spruce up Government Center in Uptown, with $800,000 for new blinds, $1.2 million on new carpet and furniture, and more than $20 million to reconfigure the layout of cubicles and offices in all floors occupied by city workers. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.